Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all alhamdulillah it is only through the grace and mercy of Allah azza wa jal and the blessings of the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alhamdulillah rabbil alamin and may Allah kareem shower his khas mercy and rahma upon each and every one of you out there who is watching this program alhamdulillah this is most definitely the program where we praise the most exalted habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam yes It is the praises of the most chosen one, and that is none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. His dhikr is such that Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Subhanallah. His state and his maqam is such that Allah Kareem states with regards to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. At another juncture and place, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Subhanallah, throughout the Qur'an Pak, ulama-i-kiram have explicitly mentioned the attributes and the significance and the qualities of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Qur'an Pak. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of that great Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pardon us, forgive us, and grant us all his intercession on the Day of Judgment. We hope that you are well and alhamdulillah you will be with us until the end of tonight's episode and program, dear viewers. We have with us in studio our respected and beloved brother, Sana Khan Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a beautiful Naat Khan and he needs no introduction. Our beloved Naveed Attari Hafidhahullah, mashallah, who's with us at this moment. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, Naveed Bhai will recite kalams for us and I will also include myself in recitations of these kalams, inshallah, manaqibs and various other kalams. We also dedicate a manqabat to this great Sahabi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, who is the closest companion of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay locked in tune with us until the end of the program, dear viewers. Make some good intentions before watching this program. It is hoped that through the blessings and the barakah of such events and such programs, our sins could be pardoned, dear viewers. We most definitely shall attain nearness, proximity and closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through these kalams, naats, poems, nasheeds, we are able to develop strong connection and devotion with Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to his praises, dear viewers. This is that Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla whose praises were mentioned in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur, and in the Holy Quran Pak. Subhanallah. We will mention this as we go along, how his dhikr has been mentioned in the previous books that were revealed upon the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the previous scriptures revealed upon the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was said to those nations about the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, if time permits us, we will even dive into that discussion as well. چلے فی الحال کے لیے ہم حمد باری سے شروع لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عزوجل as we would often do it is through his dhikr and remembrance our hearts are illuminated dear viewers and subhanallah we attain tranquility and satisfaction in our hearts alhamdulillah اب نوید بھائی کی طرف اشارہ کرتا ہوں کہ آپ حمد باری سنائیں صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ لا لا إله إلا مشہودا الا اللہ لا مقصودا الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ واحد و یکتا ہے اللہ واحد و یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے لا الہ الا اللہ کے سوا میں ہوں اس کا وہ میرا جس نے بنایا اور پالا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ جائے در جنت کے کھل جائے در جنت کے دوزخ کی سب آگ بجھے دل سے کوئی ایک بار کہے لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگ و بو کل میں وہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اور مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جلا جلا دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ دللنا آمنا برسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
And this was the Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala that we were listening to. Subhanallah. Aapne ek sher padha, khul jaye dar jannat ke, dozakh ki sab aag bujhe, dil se koi ek baar kahe, la ilaha illallah. What a beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala the poet has mentioned. And this is the reality. Khul jaye dar jannat ke, the doors of paradise, the doors of Jannah shall be opened. Dozakh ki sab aag bujhe, and the fire of the hell shall be extinguished. When? If only once, truly from your heart you recite, there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The fire of hell which is burning for thousands of years, dear viewers. There is a hadith and a narration where it is mentioned that subhanallah, on the day of mahshar, when those who have iman shall be crossing and passing over the bridge of Sirat, subhanallah, due to the light of their iman, that will be intense. Even the fire of hell will call out on the day of judgment and say, please pass over me quickly. May it not be the state that due to the light of your iman, my fire gets extinguished. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Jihad, dear viewers. Subhanallah. And there is a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. The one who recites La ilaha illallah will enter into paradise. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, we will have to recite the complete kalima to be a Muslim, dear viewers. And the person who dies upon iman, with iman, will be resurrected with iman. And his sins will be pardoned through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. Kya baat hai Madine ki? MashaAllah, let's move on to the kalams. And the naats as well. These are the praises of Rasul Akram Nure Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Let's listen to a kalam that is going to give us more connection and closeness to Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Main Naveed bhai se darkhast karunga ki aisa koi kalam sunaye jo bade dino mein aapne sunaya hoga, inshallah. Koi aisa kalam jo purana ho. Aur mashallah, our nazireen, those who are watching and listening at this moment, inshallah, azza wa jalla, would listen to a new kalam perhaps, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
مولانا حسن رضا خان کا
کلام دمی سے تیرا اب مجھ کو جو خیال یار آئے دمی سے تیرا اب مجھ کو جو خیال یار آئے میرے دل میں چین آئے میرے دل میں چین آئے تو اسے قرار آئے میرے دل میں چین آئے تو اسے قرار آئے تیری وحشتوں سے دل مجھے کیوں نہ عار آئے تیری وحشتوں سے دل مجھے کیوں نہ عار آئے تجھے پہ پیار آئے تو انہیں سے دور بھاگے جنہیں تجھے پہ پیار آئے اور میرے دل کو درد الفت میرے دل کو درد الفت سکون دے الہی میرے دل کو درد الفت وہ سکون دے الہی یار آئے میری بے قراریوں کو نہ کبھی قرار آئے
اور سبب غفور رحمت
میری بے زبانیاں ہے سبب غفور رحمت میری بے زبانیاں ہے نہ ہوگا کہ رنگ جانوں نہ مجھے پکار آئے نہ ہوگا جانوں نہ مجھے پکار آئے
اور نہ حبیب سے محب کا کہیں ایسا پیار دیکھا نہ حبیب سے محب کا کبھی ایسا پیار دیکھا
وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا تمہیں جس پہ پیار آئے وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا تمہیں جس پہ پیار آئے
اور مجھے کیا عالم ہو غم کا
مجھے کیا ہو غم عالم کا مجھے کیا عالم ہو غم کا مجھے کیا ہو غم عالم کا کہ علاج غم عالم کا میرے غم گسار آئے کہ علاج غم عالم کا میرے غم گسار آئے
اور یہ کریم ہے وہ سرور کہ لکھا ہوا ہے در پر یہ کریم ہے وہ سرور کہ لکھا ہوا ہے در پر
جسے لینے ہو تو عالم جسے لینے ہو تو عالم وہ امید وار آئے جسے لینے ہو تو عالم وہ امید وار آئے
اور تیری رحمتوں سے کم ہے میرے جرم اس سے زائد تیری رحمتوں سے کم ہے میرے جرم اس سے زائد
نہ مجھے حساب آئے نہ مجھے حساب آئے نہ مجھے شمار آئے نہ مجھے حساب آئے نہ مجھے شمار آئے
اور حسن کا نام لے کر تو پکار دیکھ غم میں حسن کا نام لے کر تو پکار دیکھ غم میں
کہ یہ وہ نہیں جو غافل کہ یہ وہ نہیں جو غافل بس ارتضار آئے کہ یہ وہ نہیں سے قرار آئے.
بات ہے مدینے کی دمے اضطراب مجھ کو جو خیال یار آئے. دس کلام از کمپوز بائی مولانا حسن رضا خان صاحب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. دل کو چھونے والا کلام ہے سیدی. It has really touched the hearts, dear viewers, because our hearts are absorbed in anxiety, stress, tension, and the worries of the world. And the poet says, Dame istirab mujhko jo khayal yaar aaye. That translates as when the restlessness and when the anxieties of the world affect me, affect my heart. And when the thought of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to mind, subhanallah, dami istirab mujhko jo khayal yaar aaye, mere dil mein chain aaye, to use qarar aaye. Subhanallah, and if peace enters my heart, if sukoon enters my heart, then that is true calm. Because why? My heart was surrounded by anxiety and restlessness until the thought of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to mind. And if his thought came, then how can anxiety be in your heart? How can restlessness be in your heart when you have the thoughts of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, dear viewers? Look, this kalam is penned with extreme devotion, drowned in devotion and in love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. His zikr is such, dear viewers. Allah Kareem has raised his zikr. Allah Azza wa Jalla has, subhanallah, caused his love to enter into the hearts of mankind, subhanallah. His zikr and his remembrance was being made even before the existence of Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. As I said before as well, that we're going to listen to some things with regards to the previous Anbiya alihi salatu wassalam, and this is the reality, this is the truth. Subhanallah, that even the people of the book of the previous nations, those who read the Torah, Zabur and Injil, found the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and developed love for him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه. Allah Kareem mentions, and to those who were granted the book, subhanallah, recognized that Rasul just as they recognize their own sons. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How amazing is that, dear viewers? The beloved Rasul is not yet physically born, but the people of the previous books recognized him before even his existence, just because Allah Kareem mentioned the true attributes and description of the Nabi who is to come to the previous nations. And it was said to them that if he comes in your time, yani if you meet with that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because you know of his description, without any hesitation, you should bring faith and iman upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned, what's the actual meaning of this is that, O people of the book, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the description of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you would recognize him when you see him, just as you recognize your sons. Now take for instance, your son or your child is in a crowd of thousands of children, but with his one movement, with his one ishara, one gesture, one indication, maybe his voice, maybe his walking, maybe he's sitting, he's standing, he's eating, some action of your child would tell you that this is my child, even if he stands in the crowd of thousands of children. It doesn't make a difference, because why? Parents would recognize their child. Subhanallah. Just like that. Just as you will recognize your child in a crowd of 1,000 people, likewise, the people of the books would recognize the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the moment they would see him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu asked Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu, who was a scholar of the Jew, and he asked him, what is the meaning of this verse, alladhina ataynahumul kitaba ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abna'ahum, that those who were granted the book will recognize that Nabi, that Prophet, just as they recognize their own sons and children. So what's the meaning of this? He says, well, subhanallah. And he was the scholar of Torah, dear viewers of Madini channel. And he states, subhanallah, he mentions Umar radiyallahu anhu, Allah Kareem has explicitly mentioned the qualities and the perfect description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, in the Torah. And we have studied it. Thus, if anyone would see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any doubt and hesitation, he will accept that this is the Rasul of Allah azza wa jalla. And he says, Umar radiyallahu anhu, when I glanced at the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I seen him for the first time, Instantly I recognized, yes, all the description is meeting with what I have read. This is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madine ki? This is the very same Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu. At another juncture, he mentions that when people were rushing to welcome the beloved Nabi into Madinatul Munawwara, I was one of them. And he says, when I glanced at the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I said, this can never be the face of a liar. Rather, this is the face of the most truthful person, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, many more things can be said inshallah Azza wa Jalla. But subhanallah, when his thought is in the heart and in the mind, then no fikr and no worry and no tension of the dunya should ever shake a believer. A believer should be strong in his iman, subhanallah, and devotion and connection with his master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This world is a world of calamities and problems. And if you have your Rasul with you, you should fear none of the problems of this world, dear viewers, even on the day of mahshar as well. It is hope that if we leave this dunya with iman, our Nabi will intercede for us, inshaAllah, azza wa jalla. Let's move on to the next kalam. Dusre kalam ki janib jaate. Mera dil chaa raha tha ek kalam. ایک شعر میں سناؤں انشاءاللہ دو تین اشعار سنا دیتا ہوں اگر آپ اجازت عطا فرماتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل چلیں let's recite this beautiful kalam this kalam is very close to my heart inshallah you could also recite this kalam with me
اے خط میں رسول مکی مدنی اے خط میں رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تو سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں خط میں رسول مکی مدنی اے خط میں رسول مکی مدنی اے خط میں رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں اے رحمت عالم اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں اے خط میں رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ہے خط میں رسول
اور یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا تم عرش بری پہنچے ہو تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں خط میں رسول مکی مدنی خط میں رسول
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم کوئی نہیں ہے خط میں رسول
خیرات محمد سے پا کر
اس شان سے کہتے ہیں منگتے خیرات محمد سے پا کر اس شان سے کہتے ہیں منگتے اس شان سے کہتے ہیں منگتے
دکھیوں پہ کرم کرنے والا دکھیوں پہ کرم کرنے والا دکھیوں پہ کرم کرنے والا سرکار سے جیسا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ہے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ہے ختم رسل
واقعی میں سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل کلام اے ختم رسول the one who is the last prophet Oh, the one who is the seal to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Makki Madani, the one from Makkah and Medina, Konain mein tumsa koi nahi. There is no one like you in the entire universe. Subhanallah. Eh, Noor-e Mujassam, oh the embodied light, Noor-e Mujassam, oh embodied light, Tere Siva, besides you, there is no one who is the beloved of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Mahbub Khuda ka koi nahi, wallah, کوئی نہیں سبحان اللہ دس از دا یونیک رینک آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا دس از یور امیزنگ اینڈ یونیک اینڈ لوفٹی اسٹیشن اینڈ مقام یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا کہ تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو سبحان اللہ یو ہیو ٹریولڈ بیونڈ دا لوفٹی عرش آف اللہ عز و جل سبحان اللہ تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہیں سب لیکن آل دی پروفٹس آف اللہ عز و جل آر نوبل اینڈ ڈیئر دے آر گریٹ پر معراج کا دولہا کوئی نہیں اللہ اکبر نو ون ہیز اسینڈڈ ٹو سچ ہائٹس نو ون ہیز ٹریول فار معراج فرام امنگس دی پروفٹس آف اللہ عز و جل یو ور انوائٹڈ یو ور کالڈ سبحان اللہ ٹو سی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی واٹ اے شان واٹ اے سٹیٹس امیزنگ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ڈیئر ویوز آف مدینہ چینل ایز آئی واز مینشننگ سبحان اللہ دس از دا صفت اینڈ دا کوالٹیز آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ناؤ لسن دس از دیٹ حق اینڈ دس از دیٹ ریالٹی سبحان اللہ Allah Kareem also mentions this in the Holy Quran Pak as well, subhanallah. In one verse he mentioned, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ And do not enshroud the haq and the truth with falsehood. وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ And do not conceal the truth knowingly. What's meant by this? In the tafsir of this verse, do not enshroud the haq with falsehood and do not conceal the truth knowingly. Haq has been used twice in this verse. Who is referred from the haq in this verse? Who is referred to as haq in this verse? Who is referred to as the truth in this verse? The ulama ikram have mentioned, do not conceal, do not cover the description and the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because Allah Kareem has mentioned it. So do not add new things to it. Leave it as it's supposed to be in its original script. So do not add words to it. Do not deduct anything of it. Leave it as is. Because why? Allah Kareem has praised his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the previous revealed book, dear viewers. So subhanallah, in other words, haq refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ And do not enshroud the truth. With falsehood, yani, do not enshroud the amazing qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because this is the truth. Do not conceal it knowingly as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Kya numerous riwayat. Whereas people used to come and test the beloved Rasul. They used to come to examine him. They would come and put him through various tests. And when they were asked, why do you do this? They would say, because we read in the books about him. We came to see whether he has those qualities or not. Like Zayd bin Sa'ana. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a Jewish scholar. He came to test the tolerance and the perseverance and the sabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I read in the books, if the Rasul of Allah is tested with ignorance, his sabr increases. And if he is tested with further ignorance, his patience and tolerance will increase and supersede that as well. Subhanallah. This is the excellence of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, if his dhikr can be mentioned in the previous books and scriptures, why not in the Holy Quran Pak? The entire Quran is the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this takes us to the next kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Ab hum dusre kalam ki janib jaate hain. And this will help us to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Aisa koi kalam suna, inshallah, azza wa jalla, ki maza aa jaye.
Humko apni talab se siwa chahiye. 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 Aap jaise hain waisi ata chahiye. Aap jaise hain waisi ata chahiye. Kyun kahun ye ata wo ata chahiye. Kyun kahun ye ata wo ata chahiye. Kyun kahun ye ata wo ata chahiye. Aapko ilm hai humko kya chahiye. Aapko ilm hai humko kya chahiye. Bhar ke jholi meri mere sarkar ne. 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 Muskura kar kaha aur kya chahiye. Muskura kar kaha aur kya chahiye. Muskura kar kaha aur kya chahiye.
जिसको जो मिला उनसे मिला. बटती है कौनैन में नेमत रसूलुल्लाह की.
मुस्कुरा कर कहा और क्या चाहिए.
हर के झोली मेरी मेरे सरकार रे. भर के झो
और क्या चाहिए.
और एक कदम भी ना हम चल सकेंगे हुजूर. एक कदम भी ना हम चल सकेंगे हुजूर.
हर कदम पर करम आपका चाहिए. हर कदम पर करम आपका चाहिए.
और हश्र की चिलचिलाती हुई धूप में. हश्र की चिलचिलाती हुई धूप में.
उनके दामन की ठंडी हवा चाहिए. उनके दामन की ठंडी हवा चाहिए.
और इश्क में आपके हम तड़पते तो हैं. इश्क में आपके हम तड़पते तो हैं.
چاہیے ہر تڑپ میں بلالی ادا چاہیے پر سبز گنبد کے سائے میں بیٹھا رہوں سبز گنبد کے سائے میں بیٹھا رہوں سبز گنبد کے سائے میں بیٹھا رہوں ایک گناہ گار کو اور کیا چاہیے ایک گناہ گار کو اور کیا چاہیے اپنے قدموں کا تو عطا کیجئے یا رسول اللہ اپنے قدموں کا گوبر عطا کیجئے اپنے قدموں کا گوبر عطا کیجئے ہم مریضوں کو آب شفا چاہیے ہم مریضوں کو آب شفا چاہیے آپ کو علم ہے ہم کو کیا چاہیے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ another beautiful soulful kalam heart touching kalam for complete submission and connection with the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam you can just hear dear viewers of madini channel subhan allah even the tune that he has added to this kalam subhan allah adds more feelings to it allahu akbar and the poet says humko apni talab se siwa chahiye the poet's name is khalid subhan allah And he's a famous poet as well, dear viewers. And he says, humko apni talab se siwa chahiye. We want nothing except for what we truly desire. We expect nothing. We want nothing for except that which we truly desire. Aap jaise hain, waisi ata chahiye. Oh, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly that gift. Yani, in the way you are, we expect that gift. We want that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani he's asking for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to be with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my true desire of being with you. Allahu Akbar. Ummatis express their muhabba and their love as well. He is your Nabi. He is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our master. The poet, subhanallah, says, Kyu kahu ye ata wo ata chahiye? Why should I say I want this bounty and gift and blessing or want that blessing or this blessing. Main kyun kahun? Why should I say with my mouth that I want this gift and that gift? Unko maloom hai humko kya chahiye. He knows what I truly desire. Allahu Akbar. So when he truly knows what I really want, why should I use my tongue and my mouth and say what I truly desire? Bhar ke jholi meri, mere sarkar ne. My master had filled my jholi, my bosom, my hands, my daman. After filling my daman, after filling my hands with so many blessings, muskura kar kaha, aur kya chahiye? He smiled and then said, oh my ummati, what else do you want? Allahu Akbar. Without even asking, he has given already so much. And then he still smiles and he will ask, what else do you want, oh my ummati? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Bada pyara kalam hai, subhanallah. Bahut jami' kalam hai, bahut acha kalam hai. And subhanallah, every share of this couplet is amazing, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Allah kareem hame sacha pakka ashiq rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam banaye. And may this desire enable us to become the embodiment of his sunnahs, dear viewers. We have less time and we still have 3 manqabats or more that we want to recite. And almost weekly, we are unable to complete all the kalams because of listening to some translations or summaries of those kalams, dear viewers. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, we now move to the manaqib. I'm going to request Naveed bhai to recite a manqabat in the praises of the most exalted sahabi, Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. Such a great personality. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا, بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا, بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا, ہے یار غار محبوب خدا صدیق اکبر کا, ہے یار غار محبوب خدا صدیق اکبر کا. الہی رحم فرما خادم صدیق اکبر ہوں, الہی رحم فرما خادم صدیق اکبر ہوں, تیری رحمت کے صدقے واسطہ صدیق اکبر کا, تیری رحمت کے صدقے واسطہ صدیق اکبر کا. رسول اور انبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ہو عالم میں, رسول اور انبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ہو عالم میں, یہ عالم میں ہے کس کا مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا, یہ عالم میں ہے کس کا مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا. اور گدا صدیق اکبر کا خدا سے فضل پاتا ہے, گدا صدیق اکبر کا خدا سے فضل پاتا ہے, خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا صدیق اکبر کا, خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا صدیق اکبر کا. ہوئے فاروق عثمان و علی جب داخلے بیعت, ہوئے فاروق عثمان و علی جب داخلے بیعت, بنا فخرے سلاسل سلسلہ صدیق اکبر کا, بنا فخرے سلاسل سلسلہ صدیق اکبر کا. علی ہے اس کے دشمن اور وہ دشمن علی کا ہے, علی ہے اس کے دشمن اور وہ دشمن علی کا ہے, جو دشمن عقل کا دشمن ہوا صدیق اکبر کا, جو دشمن عقل کا دشمن ہوا صدیق اکبر کا. مقام خواب راحت چین سے آرام کرنے کو, مقام خواب راحت چین سے آرام کرنے کو, بنا پہلو محبوب خدا صدیق اکبر کا, اور لٹایا راہ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے, لٹایا راہ حق آفاق میں گھر گئی بارش محبت سے کہ لٹ لٹ کر حسن گھر بن گیا صدیق اکبر کا کہ لٹ لٹ کر حسن گھر بن گیا صدیق اکبر کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم ہیں گدا صدیق اکبر کے بیاں ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا
From which tongue, with which tongue do we speak about the excellence and the martaba and status of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, who is the Yari Ghar, the companion of the cave, the one who rests next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baya, kis zaba se ho? From which tongue should we speak about the excellence of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu? Ke hey, Yari Ghar, mahbub-e khuda Siddiqui Akbar ka. He is the companion of the cave and also the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the maqam of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. When he is the companion of the cave and he is the beloved of Allah, then with which tongue should we praise him and speak about his excellence? Allahu Akbar. Ilahi raham farma khadime Siddiqui Akbar hu. Allah azza wa jalla have mercy on me. I am the khadim and the servant of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. Rusul aur anbiya ke baad jo afzal ho alam se after the prophets and messengers of Allah azza wa jalla in the entire universe if there's anyone who is the greatest it is none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the same personality who even said and when you shroud me leave my janaza at the entrance of the mazar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam before the door and mention that the friend wants to meet with the friend. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. It is said that when this happened and the Sahaba Ikram mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Sahabi and your friend and companion wants to be with you. He longs to be with you and meet with you. Allahu Akbar, history has mentioned, dear viewers, the doors opened and people heard the voice of mentioning that yes, allow for the Habib and the beloved friend to meet with his friend. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allow for the friend to come in and meet with whom he wants to meet, yani the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And thus he is next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har sher yaha, har sher bol raha hai, subhanallah. Every shi'r and couplet is speaking for itself, talking for itself, dear viewers. Amazing kalam. We have now come to the end of program, dear viewers, and we have really enjoyed tonight's session. We hope that you have also enjoyed it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Why not, dear viewers? Subhanallah. Everything in this world recognizes the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla and we publicize the favors of Allah azza wa jalla and the na'ats of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For we are his ummatis and his followers, dear viewers. Inshallah azza wa jalla, this muhabba will grant us salvation in our qabr as well as intercession of Rasulullah on the day of mahshar. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good wherever you are. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. A guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.